Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. December 3, 2021. Michael Leitman, on Quora, what is the spiritual world and material world actually? The material world, which is simply called this world in the wisdom of Kabbalah, is our inner sensation of reality. It seems as if there is a world outside of our inner sensation, but it is all within. Whether we see an immense universe full of galaxies and stars, or even the vastness of our very planet, with its still, vegetative, animate and human levels, we perceive it all in our desire to enjoy. Our egoistic desire is our nature, and if we detached it, then we would not feel ourselves or the world. This world is the picture we perceive in our inborn desire to enjoy. It is an outcome of a higher force in reality acting on the desire. The myriad changes and movements we see take place solely in our desire. Nothing moves outside of us, but rather motions take place in our desires, which makes us perceive change and movement on the outside. On the contrary, the spiritual world includes our innate impression of reality. But we also act together with that impression. If this world is the outcome of a higher force acting on the desire, then the spiritual world is the outcome of the interaction, the connection between the person's action and the action of the upper force. The more we resemble the upper force, the more we discover the spiritual world as the extent of our equivalence with that upper force. Based on the Daily Kabbalah Lesson with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman on November 16, 2021. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. How to learn to hear others? Question. Marina writes to you, I realize with horror that I have lost this gift, to listen and hear other people. But I had it. Is it possible to get it back? Answer, there is no need. I don't think you should hear and listen to all people. We must first learn how to work in bestowal within ourselves properly and then start listening to people. And if you just start listening, then you will simply be filled with their problems. You will be sick with their sores and nothing good will come from it. Question, so a person must first prepare himself to listen to others? Answer, yes. It is necessary to have a very good system of perception, correct processing of information, correct feedback from the result of that processing, and then you will be able to treat others correctly, properly, you will be able to unite, treat, and help. Otherwise, what will you do? Will you sit and cry and empathize all the time? Nobody needs it. Question, so you are saying that only if there is a real goal, to help someone, when one has reached that state, then he will hear and listen. Answer, yes. Therefore, our connection with other people is built through protection called the screen, muxum, border. It is like a shield. I become very harsh on myself and others and start sorting very seriously what I get from them, what I give them, and so on. This is rigidity toward oneself and rigidity toward others so that they also begin to appear correctly, without falling apart. It does not mean being polite, it is a correction. This is very, very serious. Everything must be thought out, clearly weighed, and correctly directed toward the common goal. The conclusion here is very simple, any correct future that has the right to exist can be created when people rise above their egoism and begin to work together to create a completely new system, a new network of communications, and interactions between them. Then all problems disappear, and people are included in a completely new society. Question, and when will Marina be able to hear and listen to other people? Answer, when there is correct communication between them, opposite and new, then she will be able to hear others. Everyone works only for the other, for everyone, and everything rises above the personal, private egoism of a person. People will reach this state. It is the necessity of nature. You do not have to be a romantic, a believer, nothing like that. We will just see in front of us, that it is either that or nothing. Question. Why does it hurt her so much? She writes, I realize with horror that I had lost this gift. Answer: it is because of the detachment from egoism. But everyone should and will be in it for a long time. Until a person comes to the conclusion that that's it, I close this door, I have nothing to do with it, I share my actions and relationships with others only for them and not for myself. Switching to such a paradigm, to such a relationship, I immediately begin to feel free. This is the future society. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, October 18, 2021. The picture of the world is a consequence of the attitude toward it. Question: Balhar Sulam writes in his articles that egoism is not the same for everyone. There is gross egoism when a person uses it without hesitation, and there is a veiled, more developed one, when a person realizes that it is bad and sort of acts secretly. What is the difference, in principle? Answer: if a person realizes his egoism, then this is good. You can talk to him, discuss that. He can come to some kind of decision: is it right or not? Should he be in this property or not? He can determine that it is evil and try to get rid of it in some way. He sees how this property harms him and makes him rise above others. And this is his whole life. He begins to understand what he spends precious seconds of existence in this world on. And what if he treated others differently, in a completely opposite manner? Perhaps in doing so he would find such a form of sensation of life which in our world is not perceived by us, at all. After all, we are constantly tuned in order to influence, control, rule, and absorb. And if I set myself up differently, I might be free. Free. First, I would not be pressed from behind by this terrible force that guides me like this. I would feel myself in a free space, independent, not connected to anything. I would begin to see everything around me in a different way, not from the point of view of what threatens my power, self-preservation, security, what should I take possession of, what should I suppress, absorb, crush under myself, and so on. Where is everything around in the world? A person only looks like this, initially. Look at young children, how cruel they are, how they treat each other. This is our nature. And if I began to relate to the world in a different way, I would see a completely different picture of the world around us, which is a consequence of my attitude to it. Now I selectively see only what is good or bad for me. Bad, I have to do something about it. Good, I can enjoy it. But if I had a different attitude to the environment around me, I would see circumstances, objects, and actions of a different type, a completely different world that is called the upper world in Kabbalah. That is, the perception of the world and what happens to us depends on our focus. The way we look at the world is how the world appears to us. Therefore, we need to change ourselves. From CAB TV's Close Up, Island of Fire. Egoism or transgression? Question: is it egoism or is it a transgression when I do bad to others in order to feel good? Answer: egoism on its own is not a transgression, it is our nature. Transgression is when we use it to the detriment of others. This is very simple. If you do something to make you feel good but at the same time it is bad for others, then this is a transgression. Also vice versa, if you do it just to feel good without harming others, then this is all right. Question: by denying the initial free will, Kabbalah gives a person the opportunity to choose between egoistic and altruistic forces. How can we understand this? Answer: this is our free will. I must rise above my egoism and try to act only for the good of my neighbor, which is called in the name of altruism. From CAB TV's Conversations, November 1, 2021. Self-eyes or life? Question: the number of people who die while making self-eyes has tripled since the end of lockdown. The most common cause of death is falling from a height. It represents one-third of all deaths. Men are twice as likely to die when trying to take a selfie than women. Selfies are taken on cranes, on the edge of a waterfall. The reason is clear: people want to stand out, create exciting content, and it ends in disaster. Why is this stronger than the fear of death? Answer: they do not realize it is so dangerous. But in general, showing oneself in such a posture in front of others is a very strong, powerful egoistic feeling: look how special I am. To cause envy. This is all very natural for an egoist. Question: why don't we learn from these examples? The number of deaths has tripled. Answer: egoism is growing, and it does not allow us to think about the consequences. The main point at this moment is the triumph of egoism: me. Look where I am. That is the main thing. Without any rational reason, someone I will send this to will show it to someone else, at least for a moment, and nothing will happen. Question: and is this moment worth all this? Answer: yes. And I pay for it with my life. Question: what conclusions should a person draw when he hears this? Answer: a person should conclude that he needs to look for a remedy for this disease, his increased egoism. Question: what is the remedy? Answer: the only serious thing I really know is to rise above egoism. Question: I do not hear the ego anymore when I rise above it. Answer: no, I lean on it, I interact with it. It is my assistant. It is necessary to rise above it. This is the only correct work with egoism. Unfortunately, no one knows about it, does not think about it, and does not get the right skill, so everyone suffers. Question: so, fighting against egoism, its destruction, its belittling is wrong? Answer: it is wrong. There is nothing you can do about it. You can see that it is growing everywhere every day. Question: when you say rising above egoism, what do you mean by that? Answer: own it. Do not reject, do not run away, do not kick it, but understand that this is our huge strength, and we need to work with it properly. Take it in your hands and work with it, gradually, realize the huge potential in it in order to release this egoism slowly, where it is possible, where it is necessary and needed. Question: which means, if I really want to crush you or destroy it, it will be my enemy. And now you say it is helping me? Answer: certainly. It is help against you. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, October 11, 2021. Subjugate to the Creator's will. Question: what does fall to the ground mean? Answer: falling to the ground is a feeling of the power of the ego over us, that we cannot cope with. The earth symbolizes the original, fundamental egoistic desire. The same thing means to lay ashes on your head, that is, to raise the highest level of egoistic desire, Behina Dalit, above yourself. How to mend oneself in something to the nature created by the Creator, not correcting it, but only submitting to it. Question: what does to get land by lot mean? Answer: to receive the land by lot means that I completely subjugate to the will of the Creator and I accept all the desires that are aroused in me, called earth, erets, as blessings, regardless of the form in which they come to me. From CAB TV's Secrets of the Eternal Book, September 27, 2021. Educating children to sense the filling. Question: children at school see that everyone gets new things and they also want to buy new things. How can we educate children and raise them from the level of the world of consumerism? Answer: it all depends on how important we see things. We need to educate children in advance and work with them so that they will know that the important thing in life is their internal property. After all, I get no pleasure from buying a new washing machine since I internalize it and swallow the pleasure from buying it. So I can receive pleasure from things that I don't need to pay for, like books that I read or things that I see. Question: How do you define an internal property? What does it include? Answer: games in general, sports, and friendships, anything that not related to purchasing with money. All these things fill a person much more than shopping. Question: will one's internal property fill the internal need to buy or to receive something new? Answer: we live from impressions, from the sense of the filling. If I am in a mutual relationship with someone and we fill each other through conversation, we acquire knowledge, a mind. We are filled by watching a movie together, by listening to music. I don't have to pay for an object in order to enjoy. From CAB TV's New Life, November 14, 2021.